Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 10, 1804, day 28 of the expedition. Camped on a prairie on the larboard side. So far, the party has traveled 221 miles. Each day, Clark has been entering the miles traveled that day, and it ranges from 5 to 24, with the majority being around 12 or 14 miles. Today, the 10th of June, he records 10 miles.
Some rain last night. We set out early. Saw a number of goslings. Passed a part of the river where the banks were falling in, taking with them large trees of cottonwood, which is the common growth in the bottom subject to flood. Passed the two Sheratons on the north side. Those two rivers mouth together. Above, some high land which has a great quantity of stone calculated for whetstones. We halted, and Captain Lewis killed a buck. The current is excessively swift about this place. Camped in a prairie on the larboard side, Captain Lewis and myself walked 3 miles. Found the country rolling and rich, with plenty of water and great quantities of deer. I discovered a plum which grows on bushes the height of hazel. Those plums are in great numbers, about double the size of wild plums, and are called Osage plum. I am told they are finely flavored. Captain William Clark, June 10, 1804.
The Little Sheraton River meets the Sheraton a little above the mouth of the latter in Sheraton County, Missouri, a short distance above the town of Glasgow. The name apparently derives from that of Jean Chariton, an early trader. The natural whetstones that Clark mentions are produced from very fine-grained sandstone that is extremely uniform in texture and firmly cemented together. Beds of this stone are known from the lower Pennsylvania rocks which crop out among the bluffs in this area. We know them today as Arkansas stones, and they come in various hardness, and are much appreciated by craftsmen. Tomorrow, the wind so hard they could not proceed.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Journal entries and descriptions are from Gary Moulton's edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals. Music, courtesy of Mokoche Records. To hear other days with Lewis and Clark, visit YellowstonePublicRadio.org.